sounded more like a fairy. Okay, all right. So we don't have much time left. We've got like 2.5 minutes. So everybody said yes. Yes. So get time for a joke. Let's see. How do camels blend in? Camouflage. Yeah, y'all like that, hey? All right. Let's see. I haven't read these before. I have to. These were given to me before service, so I have to kind of like make sure that they're G-rated, you know? You would. What is the best smelling insect? A deodorant. Oh, gosh. Oh, Stephen did this one before. Everybody's going to get this. You ready? Stephen thought I would not figure this out, really. So what button cannot be unbuttoned? Belly button. Belly button. Yeah, there you go, babe. Did you cheat, Zoe? Yeah, give it to somebody else. I'm sorry, I'm just verifying them. You know, you never know what's on here. It's Laffy Taffy. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not reading that one. No. how do cell phones get around? They're mobile. Yes, my man, Mr. Morgan. I had a couple myself. I just can't remember what they were. Let's see here. Let's see if we got one more. I couldn't remember yours, boss man. I'll get yours next week. I'm sorry. Oh, what does a grape say when it's squashed? It just lets out a little wine. Okay, yeah, all right. Missions Month, huh? April's Missions Month, right? Yeah. Yeah, you don't get any candy on that. You get a bottle of wine for that one, Matthew. Yeah. Everybody, communion at Matthew's house. So it's Missions Month is what it is, and we don't have an awful lot of time here today, but there is something that I feel like God needs to say and wants to say today that he has not already said. He may have. Y'all may have already picked up on it. But the word word missionary or mission is not exactly found in the Bible. I don't know if y'all knew that or not. If you start taking a look at the fivefold ministry, you don't see it in the fivefold ministry. You don't see it in the gifts of the Spirit for the Holy Spirit. And you don't see it in the administrative gifts that were left by God in Romans chapter 12, verse 3 through 5. You don't see it there either. Interesting, huh? Interesting. But we've devoted an entire month to it. Why is that? That's because it is actually something that every Christian is expected to do. It's not in there telling you that it's a separate gift where only a few can walk in or one could walk in at a time. I mean, you know, you think about it, Jesus left the fivefold ministry gifts to the church. Those are listed in there. And then the gifts of the Spirit are listed. And all these gifts that are listed that he left for the church, this is not a gift. This is an expectation. Mission work is an expectation of the church. If we go to Matthew 28, this was, if y'all remember leading up to Easter, what did we do? We started going the progressions, right, from Palm Sunday all the way through. What happened in the Bible? What happened in the Bible? What happened in the Bible? This is at the end of it. This is all things, this has all come together. He's already returned. And what did Jesus say? He said to them what? All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. What's next, Charles? Show them. What is it? Let's back up one, Charles. Charles, if you would, go back to the scripture before. All authority has been given to me. This is Jesus talking in heaven and where? So Jesus is not talking about you getting in the sweet by and by one day. Victory. We're not talking about living in heaven. We're not talking about the sweet by and by. He's not talking about moo pies and angels. He says heaven and where? Both places. He was given authority in both places. And because he was rendered authority in both places, he had a job for the people that followed him. What was that job? Next scripture. What's the next word? Go. Go. You don't need a burning bush. You don't need seas to part. You don't need for me to call you up here and say that you're anointed to be some sort of pastor, prophet, or whatever it is. You don't need any of that. You just got a directive from the head of the church to go. Go into all the world, which includes not only Botswana and Romania and Papua New Guinea and all the places that you know that we have visited from this church. Not only those places, but it's talking about Walmart. It's talking about Burger King. It's talking about McDonald's. It's talking about your job. It's talking about your house. Into all the world. Every place you step your foot is the earth. It is the world. It's been given to you. And he expects you to go and fulfill what he's asked you to go and fulfill. Do not be deceived that this place is here to make you feel good. Do not be deceived that this place is here just so you got somewhere to go on Sunday morning and Wednesday night. Do not be deceived. This place is where we come to get equipped to go do the go. We have said for years that this is a place where you're going to go do something, do something, do something, do something. Why is that? Because mission work is expected of every last one of us. Romans chapter 10, and then we'll let them go. There's a lot I'm putting in just a few minutes. Everybody hold on. Hope you wore your seatbelt. Is this it? Yeah, it is. How then shall we call on him? How then, I'll get there in a minute, shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a what? That's not somebody that's in the vocation of getting paid to stand behind a pulpit. That's not what Paul was talking about. In this, if you take a look, Paul was talking to the church at Rome. The church at Rome. Not the leadership at Rome. Not the called and appointed to lead the church in Rome. The church. The people. How can they hear unless somebody tells them? You ever thought about that? Have you ever heard something that didn't make a sound? But yet as Christians, and especially Christians that are in the Bible Belt, we expect by osmosis that the folks around us get what we have. We expect them just to get it by, I guess, laying their head on the Bible at night and sleeping on it. Is that our expectation? The world needs to hear. Now, whether or not they accept it is not your business at all. It has absolutely nothing to do with you. Your job is to tell. Your job is to preach. Your job is to go in all the world and spread the gospel, which is not just the death, burial, and resurrection. That's a great thing, but it's not over from there. He rose and he's still alive today. Guess what? It's not just stopped. It's rolling and rolling and rolling. We're not finished yet, and he's not finished yet. Amen. So let's see. What did it say? And how shall they hear without a what? What? Everybody say, that's me. There you go. Every last one of you have been called. Amen? Next one. And how shall they preach unless they are what? Sent. You have been sent. You have been directed. You have been called. All right, one more and I'll quit, okay? Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, you have been sent, you have been called. Now, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Keep going. Now, all things are what? Of God, who has done what? Reconciled us to himself through Jesus. So you're in a good spot. That's where you are. Reconciled to God through Jesus. That's where you are. It's not a place you're trying to get to. It's not something you're attempting to obtain. It is something that you have right now. If Jesus is the Lord of your life, then you're a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything has been made new, and you are reconciled to God himself, Jehovah, through Jesus Christ. Let that settle in for a minute. Why does someone still want for something that they already have? That's what heaven's asking all the time. Why are we still looking for something we've already got? That was free. You don't have to pay for that one. He reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has done what? Given us what? You all have a ministry today. You have been directed by the head of the church, Jesus Christ himself, to go, therefore, with your ministry of reconciliation. What does that mean, Greg? Next scripture, if you would, Charles. That is what? God was in Christ doing what? Reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses or sins to them, and has committed to us. Everybody say, that's me again. The word of reconciliation. This is a mission month, but it's not a mission month to go to. Yeah, I mean, if you're called to Africa, bye. See ya. Y'all have fun. If you're called to Mexico, bye. See ya. Y'all have fun. If you're called to go see Lubo and his wife, bye, see ya. Y'all have fun in Romania. I hear it's great. Go. Go, 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 go. But if you're called to lunch today, go. With your ministry of reconciliation, as if you were going to Africa, as if you were going to Mexico, as if you were going to Romania, as if you were going to the other side of the world. We spend more time prepping for our mission trips than we do for going into tomorrow. It's a ministry. You have been called and directed. What are we waiting for? We're all finna go eat somewhere. And when we get there, what we gonna do? I lobbed that one up there for you. I admit. What we gonna do? We gonna what? What'd you say, Serena? Reconcile. It's time to let them know. Jesus is Lord. Heaven can be your home, and you can live a life that's got it going on while you're here. Exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. Go. It's missions month. Let's do it. Amen. Let's all stand. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Father, that as we do your word, we'll be blessed because we know it's the doers that are blessed and we plan on being blessed. So therefore, we gonna be doers. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And everybody agreed with that. Said what? Y'all have a fantastic day. Deuces.